Holiday Mischief, or A Tiny Little Last Minute Thanksgiving Gift. Big holidays tend to come as a surprise for me. I'm always programming something, and I just lose track of time. Couple of times a year, I am startled to discover that the city I live in has shut down without any announcement. Sometimes, even after kind people at the gym put up warnings about upcoming holidays, I still get goosed because I don't pay attention to the dates. I myself celebrate every day of my life. I never go to sleep without learning something new, and in my cheerful little world, every day is a holiday, and this is no exaggeration. On one surprise Thanksgiving, I went to get some peanuts and got stuck in a 45-minute checkout line. But not for a second did it cross my mind to abandon my dollar packet of peanuts. A line this long was a real treat for me because of how strange and colorful such an event is. I spent most of the time enchanted by various characters and noticing young people forced to wait by their parents, slowly becoming more and more dangerous to each other as their young minds unraveled from church-level boredom. Dozens of people in a grumbly mood had to walk past me even just to see how long the line was. Remembering how stressed out everyone was, I now wonder if it may be that my way of celebrating every day of life is perhaps a bit better. Towards the end, when I was just about 5 minutes away from the busy checkout, a well-dressed, angry person got annoyed at how many people were waiting everywhere. And that is before he discovered that the line was impossibly long. I expect it was now much longer than when I got there 45 minutes prior. I think the store had to stay open an extra hour, maybe two, just to process everyone. Seeing that he was annoyed with me and everyone else, I've decided to annoy him even more by offering to sell my spot for a cool and somewhat reasonable $20. Though he didn't look like he was considering the offer, he did grumble,
"What are you gonna do?"
And I said, "I'll just go to the end of line." I would have loved to see what kinds of people were now gathering at the end. I already chatted up the mom behind me and the man ahead of me, who I would recognize to this day as he looked exactly like Super Mario, and I found it to be a real treat to complain to him about the line being way too slow. I now wonder if people could tell if I loved the whole experience. But the annoyed grumbling man just barely stopped and kept on walking, probably just to see how enormous that line truly was and abandon his items. There is zero chance I would have kept the money. I would have given it to the kids of the mom behind me, and I would absolutely toss my peanut on the shelf next to me, where I got it from now almost 45 minutes prior, and dramatically walk out of the store, having delivered my Thanksgiving gift. And you bet I think about this sometimes. If he was just a little bit more desperate, this whole shebang would have totally worked. Alas, I ended up paying for my peanuts, which made me feel pretty self-conscious and awkward, as everyone else was buying important items like last-minute pet food, wine, and cranberry sauce. As I made it out of the store, now tearing open my little bag of peanuts, I realized that my mischief may just have some use. If a parent was mischievous enough, and early on moved in line maybe 5 spots behind their kids, and explained to their normally unruly children that if they behave like a mature adult, they may be able to sell their spot for a cool $40. This sale would of course be very unlikely. But the parent would get that blissful moment of peace that such a long and stressful day really calls for. And as a fun bonus, wonder about seeing their children desperately hoping to become little criminals for $40. But let me tell you, from what I saw, they would be a lot less criminal than if they had to stand by their parent for 45 minutes, constantly trying to cause permanent injury to their little brother. And nobody's gonna get in trouble for such a thing if they explain that they were just being clever and really needed a moment of rest.